Today's Amud is Yevamos Ninvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Ninvav Amud Aleph, the end of the second to last line, or the last line, on Ninvav Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, V'chein ha'ba'al achas mikol ha'arayis. The Mishnah started off, and it taught us that when it comes to Yibam, so the Yavam is kind of the Yavama, no matter how he's with her, bein shoygeg, bein mezit, bein oynis, bein ratzoin, kedarka, shloi kedarka, hara, gemar bia, however, whatever type of bia he does with the Yavama, so the Yavam is kind of the Yavama. And then the Mishnah said, that v'chein ha'ba'al achas mikol ha'arayis, that same holds true when it comes to bia, with any iser erva, the iser is in any sort of bia. So says the Gemara now, Amar of Amram, says Rav Amram, and really just perhaps, just a short hakdama to what the halacha that Rav Amram is going to say. So the halacha is that if you have a woman who's married, Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. So if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven goes ahead and she's mizane, the halacha is that she becomes aser to Reuven, and Ashes isha zinta, it's aser for Reuven now to stay married and to be with Mrs. Reuven. It's learned out, it's actually a leisa say, it's learned out by Machzor Gushasai, it says, lo yuchal baila harisha nesher shilcho lashav lekachta lo liyosu liisha acharei asher hutama. That once the woman was hutama, once she was together with another man, so then the husband, the original husband, is not allowed to take her back. And the same holds true with an Ashes Isha Zinta. Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven goes ahead and she's Mizana. So it's aser now for Reuven to remain with Mrs. Reuven. If in a case where Mrs. Reuven was with another man, but she was violated, she was Nensa, someone else forced her. So in such a case, if Reuven is a Yisrael, so Mrs. Reuven remains mutter to Mrs. Reuven. And Ashes Isha of Yisrael Shezinta, Ashes Yisrael Shenensa, if she's forced, so then she remains mutter to her husband. However, in Ashes Kayein Shenensa, if you have the same case, so Ashes Ish, who was forced, she was Nensa, but she's the wife of a Kayein, so Kehanim, it seems, have a higher standard, or whatever, you're gonna be Mazberin, and Lemaisa, the halacha is that she's Aser to her husband, even though she didn't do anything wrong, she was Nensa, she was forced, it wasn't her fault, it doesn't matter, the halacha is that she's aser to a kain. That being said, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said the following, that Ham Milsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught me and my friends, he taught us the following halacha, V'anarinu la'aynin mimasnisen, and then he brought a raya to his halacha from our Mishnah in Perek HaBa'al Yevim Tais. That's why it comes up over here, because Rav Sheshes brought a raya to his halacha from our Mishnah in Perek HaBa'al Yevim Tais. Now we're going to see that they reject the raya, but this is the halacha that Rav Sheshes said. Said Rav Sheshes, that Ashes Yisrael Shenensa, so if you have this case of an Ashes Yisrael Shenensa, that an Ashes Yisrael, she was forced, so he said the halacha is in such a case is that she's mutter to her husband. Ashes Isha Zinta, even in Ashes Yisrael, she's also to her husband. But if she was Nensa and her husband's a Yisrael, her husband's not a Kayin, Ashes Yisrael Shenensa, she's going to be mutter to her husband. But said Rav Sheshes, that afal pishamu teres labayla, even though she remains mutter to her husband, like we just spoke out, still pasula lekahuna, she's still going to be pasula lekahuna. Now if her husband divorces her, so then anyway she's pasula lekahuna, because she's a grusha. What the Gemara means, what Rav Sheshes meant, is that if, let's say, her husband dies, let's say she becomes an almana. An almana is mutter to marry a kain, not a kain gadol, but an almana is mutter to marry a kain. But still, this lady, because she was Nensa, so she's gonna be pasul to kahuna, she's not gonna be allowed to marry a kain. Now, the way Rabbeinu Peretz explains Rav Sheshes' chiddush is that you could have thought that in as much as she's married to a Yisrael, if she was married to a Kayin and she was Nensa, so fine, then we consider that Bia to be a problematic Bia, even though it was an Aines, but an Ashes Kayin, a Bia that's an Aines is problematic. You might have thought that when she's an Eishes Yisrael, so then that Bia does not have a shame as a Bia Psula, doesn't have a shame as a problematic Bia. In Mamela, maybe she'd remain Mutter to a Kayin, even though she was Nensa. Maybe that Bia is not considered a problematic Bia, in as much as she's married now to a Yisrael. Kamash Malan Rav Sheshes, then no, even though we're not viewing it as a problematic Bia, Klapei her husband, still Klapei a Kayin, even a future Kayin, a future husband, we will consider it problematic, and she's going to be Aser to marry a Kayin. That was Rav Sheshes' halacha, and he said that Vatana Tuna, that he has a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, after mentioning all the halachas of a yavam being kaina yavama being shogeg being mezin ayin nisrat and all these things, it says v'cheina ba'al kol achas mikol arayas amura is b'tayra, that the same holds true when it comes to someone who's together with any iser in the Torah, any iser erva, ay psulais, or someone who's pasal, meaning that a woman becomes pasal through any sort of bia. Any of the bias that we described by a yavam and yavama will also pasal a lady, meaning she'll become pasal now to kahuna, let's say a grusha to a kayin, or a manal kayin gadol, all these cases, so the lady will become pasal through having a bia, even if it's this type of bia. Now, my v'chein, what does it mean v'chein? It said that we have all these different types of bias by yavam and yavama, and these bias are also considered a bia when it comes to passling a lady l'kahuna. My lav loishna b'shaygeg, v'loishna b'mezid, loishna b'oynes, v'loishna b'ratzin. It sounds like it doesn't matter if the bia is a shaygeg, a mezid, an oynes, or a ratzin, and even if right now she's not married to a kohen, if she has a bia with someone who's aser, even though she was nensa. It says by a yavam is kohen to yavama even by oynes, and then it says also when it comes to a person who has a bia asura, and it sounds like even if it's oynes, that's still gonna be pasul. That's still gonna pasul her. It's still gonna pasul her l'kahuna v'katani pasla. So you see that a woman becomes pasul l'kahuna even if she's nensa, and even if she's not married to a kohen at the time. There's no hachuk to say that the lady in the Mishnah was married to a kohen. It sounds like no matter what she is, she becomes pasul l'kahuna through a bia, even though it was ba'ines. So says the Gemara, lai, it's not really a raya. That was Rav Sheshes' raya. L'maisa says the Gemara, it's not a raya, because my v'cheina hara. I can tell you that when the Mishnah says that in any of these cases of a bia asura, that the lady becomes pasul l'kahuna, that's asur and she becomes pasul l'kahuna, that it's really talking about hara. That just like hara is kaina by a yavama, so to hara will pasul l'kahuna. But it's not talking about a bia aines. It could be that would not pasul l'kahuna, only a hara would pasul l'kahuna. Says the Gemara, Hara'a Deman. Who's having the Hara over here that now we're saying that now she becomes Pasal? Ilema de Arayos. If you're saying that we're discussing the end of the Mishnah where it says that an Erva who has Hara, that's what the Mishnah is coming to emphasize. That when it comes to an Erva that does Hara, so then it's Aser and she's Pasal Likahuna. That wouldn't make any sense. Why would you say the halacha about a yavam and then say, oh, and this halacha of hara is also true about an erva? L'meimer da arayas yalfinan miyavama. That would give the impression that ki'ilu by yavama, that's like the makar, that's the source, that's where we know it from, that hara is kaina. And also by arayas, you should know that this halacha is also true. Adarabba, the opposite is true. Yavama yalfinan miyarayas, like we had the sugyas before. Really, the ikar makar, that hara is kaina, Is that hara is considered a bia? It's from the parish of Nida, and then the Kesha de Rabbi Yaina to bring it to all the arayas, and then from there to Yavam, to Yavama. So really the Makar is from the parish of arayas. The Iker hara, arayas ksev. So it doesn't make any sense if the Mishnah's focus is really, v'chein, is really going on hara, so then it's a very weird thing to make the halacha about Yavam and Yavama, and then say v'chein by arayas. It doesn't make sense. So Elamai, different teretz, Elamai v'chein, ashalai kedarka de arayas. It was going on that shalai kedarka, that just like shalai kedarka is kind of a yibam, so too shalai kedarka is aser by the arayas, and it's gonna passel a lady who has a bia shalai kedarka, it's gonna passel her likahuna. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Well, ask the Gemara, that Adarabba, Iker Mishkeve Isha Barayas Ksiv. It's the same Kasha Batsim as before, that the whole Makar, the whole source that we know it from, that the Bia Shalai Kedarka is considered a Bia, is from the Pasuk Mishkeve Isha, which is written in the Parasha of the Arayas. So that also doesn't make any sense to say have the Halacha by Yavam and Yavama, and then to say V'chein about Arayas. So Elamai V'chein, Ashalai Kedarka Dechaive Lavin. So we could say that V'chein, the Iker emphasis of the Mishnah of the Tana, when he said V'chein, he's going on Chaive Lavin. lavin and biyashulay kedarka. That v'chein also a biyashulay kedarka b'chayv lavin. That also is aser and that's going to pass on the kahuna. But really, there's still no raya from our mishnah. There's no raya that even that v'chein is going on a bias aynes. It could be a bias aynes with taka not pass on the kahuna. It could be. Now we're not saying that that's true. It could be lemaisa the halacha is like Rav Sheshes. We do pass on like Rav Sheshes that Eishes Yisrael shenensa. She does become pass on the kahuna. But on that which Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya from our mishnah. So that much the Gemara is saying that he does not have a raya from the Mishnah, even if the halacha is lemaisa true. Says the Gemara right there now. Amar Rava. Says Rava that Eishas Kayein Shenensa. Now we're going on to an Eishas Kayein. So an Eishas Kayein that's forced, she's Nensa. So we already said the halacha is that she's usher to her husband. As sad as it is, wasn't her fault. She was Nensa. Doesn't matter. The halacha is that now she becomes usher to her husband who's a Kayein. Eishas Kayein Shenensa. So says Rava now that what's the halacha if the husband is together with her? What's the halacha? If the husband is unable, he's unable to hold himself back. It's very difficult. It could be they were married for many years. She's Nensa, and now their life is over. She becomes Aser to him. And it was very hard for him, and he was with her. It was wrong. He has to keep the Torah. But Lamaisa, he was with her. So what's the halacha on this husband? What's the punishment? Eishas Kayin Shenensa, Vaila Laika Aleha Misham Zaina. Said Rava, that if you have such a case, that the husband is with her anyways, so then we give him Malkus. Well, we could feel bad for him, but Lamaisa, he's Chayiv Malkus. He's over on the Laisa saying the Torah, that a Kayin is not allowed to be with the Zaina. And being that this Isha, she was an Eishas Ish, she had a Bia Asura. A Bia Asura automatically gives her the status of a Zayna, and now she's Asur to a Kayin. So she's going to be Asur to the Kayin, outs the Isser of a Zayna. We'll ask the Gemara, Misham Zayna in, Misham Tumalai. She's only Asur to him, he's only Chayim Malkus out Zayna. He should be Chayim a second pair of Malkus. He should be chayv a second set of malchus for the isser of tumah, for the isser of an eishas ish shezinta. Like we said, it's a leisa I say. Well, yuchal bayla rishon esher shochu lashav lekachdu liyoso liisha achrei esher hu tamah. Once she was nitma, so once she was together with another man, so the original husband is not allowed to marry her. Now, by Yisrael, we say that if it was aynei, she's mutter. We'll see soon. We learned that from a pasuk. But by a kayin, she's aser. So if by a kayin she's aser, even if she was nensa, so then she luchayre, the kain should be chayv a second set of malchus because of the iser of la yuchal by la harishain, which is also a leisase. So why did Rava say only for zayna luchayre? There's also the iser of tamon. So says the Gemara in Achanami, Ema af Mishum Zaina. When Rava said that he's going to be Chayiv Malkus because of the Isra of Zaina, he meant also because of the Isra of Zaina. Meaning besides the fact that she's an Eishasish Shenensa, she's an Eishasish Kilu Shazinta, she has that Isra of Eishasish Shazinta that she was together with another man, besides for that, she also now becomes a Zaina. Even though it was an Aines, Lamaisa, she had a Bi Asura. Even though it was an Aines, Lamaisa was a Bi Asura, and therefore, she also becomes a Zaina. A big that even though it was an Aine, she becomes a Zaina, and now she's also Asa to the Kayin because of her shame Zaina. However, ask the Gemara, is there really any Malkus? This is a Laisase? Must of Reb Zera, ask Reb Zera, the Pasuk says, by Eishas Ish, it says, Vihi loy nispasa. It says that she wasn't forced, that the reason why she's Asur to her husband is because she was Mizana with another man, and it wasn't forced. She wasn't forced into it, she did it Beratzain. So that's why Asura, that's why she's Asura. But we can make the Diyek that Ha nispasa mutaras. But in Eishas Yisrael, if she's Mizana, if she's Nensa, if it happens Ba'ineis, Ha nispasa, she's forced, so then Mutara essentially becomes mutter to her husband. And the Braisa continues, and the Braisa continues, and it's Medaik from the Slashon of Vihi Loi Nispasa, that she wasn't forced. It's Mashma, that V'yesh Lach Acheres She'af Opish Nispasa Asura. Now this lady has a heter, she has a heter because she wasn't forced. But there's another lady that even if that this lady is Asr only because she was forced. But if she wasn't forced, she'd be Mutter. That's only a special Heter for her. But there's another type of lady, Sha'af Opishin Ispasa, that even though she was forced, even though it was an Aines, still Asura, she's still Asr to her husband, Ve'ezazu Eishas Kayin. And that's referring to an Eishas Kayin. An Eishas Kayin, even though another man was with her and it was Ba'ines, still the halacha is that she's Asr to her husband. So what's the Kasha? Why is this a Kasha on Rava? Because Rava was saying that there's malchus, that it's a leis aseh, that an eishes kayin shenensa, and the kayin goes ahead and he's together with her, that he's chayiv malchus, which means it's a leis aseh. But here we're saying it's from a diak of v'hiloy nispasa, v'lav haba michlal aseh aseh. The halacha is that when you learn out an iser from an aseh, from a diak of an aseh, so it has the status of an aseh. And if so, l'chayra, there should be no malchus. How could Rava say that there's malchus for an eishes kayin shenensa and the baila and her husband is with her? L'chayra, it seems from this braisa that it's only an aseh. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Rambo, hakol hayu b'chlal zayna. Really, everyone, any sort of eishes isha zinta should be called a zayna. Really, everyone, even an eishes Yisrael, any eishes isha zinta that was together with another man, so she should really be considered a zayna. However, kishapiri l'cha akasu gabe eishes Yisrael, v'hi loy nispasa asura ha nispasa muteres. The Torah was megalitas by an Eishes Yisrael, that she's only aser if she's forced. But if she's not forced, so then she's mutter, that she's only aser if she was not forced. But if she was forced, so then she's mutter, and we made a dig from there, mechlal, the Eishes Kayin is aser, but it's not just that she's aser, it's kedekayim makayma. It's that she remains with her original iser of Zayna. So it's true, the giloy for the iser, it happens to be from a pasuk describing an asay, vihiloy nispasa, and therefore she's aser, but that's just the giloy, that's just telling us to put the Eishes Kayin back into the original category of Zayna, which is a lais asay. A Zayna, the Torah says, the blushon of a lais say that a kayin is not allowed to marry a zayna. He's not allowed to be with a zayna. So really, it's a leis asay. Even though the braisa makes it seem like it's an asay, that's just where we have the gilui for it. And the gilui is telling us to put it back into the iser of zayna, which is a leis asay. That was all version number one of Rava. That an eishes kayin shenensa. That if you have an eishes kayin shenensa, and her husband's together with her anyways, so she becomes a zayna. Big chiddush. Even though it was an eines, it's not something she had any ratzon for. She becomes mamish. Zayna, big chiddush. Says the Gemara second version where that's not true. Ika de Amri, I'm a rabbi that Eishes Kayin Shenensa Baila Leika Le Mishum Tuma. That the reason why the husband will get malchus for being together with her is not because she's a zayna. The reason why he'll get malchus is only because of the iser tuma. Because the maisa, she's an eishes ish that was together with another man. And by a kayin, that iser is true even when it's zaynes. So that's why he'll get malchus, because of the iser leisa say of lo yuchal bayla harisha in asher shulcha loshav lekachto liyaiso liyishach asher hutama. That's why he's going to get malchus for that leisa say. But mishum tuma in mishum zayna loy. He's not going to get malchus for the iser of zayna. Because Alma Ba'inis like Karina Bezaina. According to this version, since it was Ba'inis, even though she had you could call it Znos, Shilamaisa, she was together as Nashis Ish, she was together with another man. But since it was an Aines, so therefore we're not going to give her a Shem Zaina, and there won't be Malchus out the Shem Zaina, there'll just be Malchus for the Tuma. Now, Masa Reb Zera, now we're going to have the same Shakalatari that we just had. It comes out that Rab is saying that it's a Lais Asay. What's the Lais Asay? It's the Lais Asay of Tumah. But Lamais, it's a Lais Asay, and that's why it's Chayiv Malchus. Masa Reb Zera, I'll prove it to you that it's only an Asay. There's no Isra Lais Asay for Eishes Kayin Shenensa. It's only an Asay, because the Pasuk says, V'ilo Nispasa Asura, the Eishes Yisrael. That she wasn't forced, that's why she becomes Asher to her husband. Han Nispasa Muteres, but if she was forced, she would be Mutter. But it's only she that has this heter. There's another type of lady that even if she's four, she's also to her husband. And who's that referring to? It's referring to an Eishes Kayin. And only a lav that's learned out from a diak of an essay only has the taikif, only has the power of an essay. It's not a lais essay, so there shouldn't be any malchus. To which the Gemara says the same type of answer as before. Amarava hakol hayu bechlal acharei asher hutama. Really, any lady who is together with another man, be'etzem, should have the iser of achrei asher hutama, that there's an iser to be with her anymore. Just kishepir l'cha akasa gabe eishes Yisrael v'ilo nispasa asura nispasa mutaras. It's just that by eishes Yisrael, so the Torah was megalitas that the iser is only if she was not forced. But if she was forced, so then she's mutter and she doesn't have the iser of achrei asher hutama. But mechlad eishes kayin k'dekayim kaima. So that's a giloy that Eishes Kayin doesn't have a heter, and she's still aser. But what's the iser? Not hiloy nispasa. The iser is going back to the iser of acharei asher hutama, that she is included in that lav of acharei asher hutama, and that's why Rabbi says that there's going to be malchus. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. And before we begin, just also a brief Akdama. And Stam, Rashi has two ways of being a Farish, our Mishnah. Rashi, the first like 15-20 lines of Rashi on the Mishnah is explaining the Mishnah according to his Lishna Kama. And then in about 8 lines up from the bottom of the page, Rashi writes Lashain Acher Vahu Iker. Rashi writes a Lishna Basra being Mefarish this whole sugya, and he says that that's the Iker. So we'll take Rashi's lead and we'll go with the Lishna Basra, Rashi's second explanation of the Mishnah, because that's the one that Rashi says is the Iker. So the halacha is that we've mentioned in the past, you have a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. She's not a Kayin, she can't eat Truma. However, if she marries a Kayin, so then she's allowed to eat Truma. Mida Raisa, as soon as they do Erisin already, she's allowed to eat Truma. However, the Rabbanan had different Chashashos, Machlokes is exactly what the Chashash is. We'll go with one Pshat, but there are two different Mahalchim. One Pshat is that maybe since she's still living at home, all she did was Erisin, she's still living at home, she's not Mutzah Lagamri to her husband, so if she eats Truma, even though Mida Raisa she's allowed to, she might take home the extra, the leftover truma, put it into her fridge at home. Her brother, her father, her mother, someone's going to come, and they're all Yisraelim, and they might end up eating the truma. And so because we don't want that to happen, so therefore Chazal said that an Arusa, Bas Yisrael, is not allowed to eat truma, even though Mida Raisa she's allowed to. Once they do Nisuin, so then the Bas Yisrael will be allowed to eat Truma. There's an exception to this rule, at least according to one Mahalach in the Gemara. There's an exception to this rule, and Rashi uses this to be Mefarish the Mishnah also, and that is that even though an Arusa Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, even though Midar Rabbana, right? Midar Raisa, an Arusa Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma. Midar Rabbana, she's not. However, once it's a Giyaz Mali Nases, once it's reached the time that there was a, let's say, I think it was a 12-month waiting period before doing Nisuin. Back in the times of Chazal, they used to have 12 months in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. If when they set that date to do the Nisuin, if the husband does not pull through, and he doesn't take her and finish up the marriage and do Nisuin, so that's called Higiyas Manli Nases. Once it's Higiyas Manli Nases, so then the husband, the Arus, is obligated to provide certain things for his wife, because he's supposed to have married her already, so he's obligated to provide certain things for her. Amongst those things, it seems that that what they did was is they would buy them or put them up in a place. She wouldn't be living at home anymore with her parents. She would already be living in a separate place. So at that point already, she was allowed to eat truma. A Bas Yisrael, that's Narusa, even though normally Midar Rabban, and she's not allowed to eat truma. Once it's a Giyaz Mali Nases, and she's not living at home anymore, so then she is allowed to eat truma. With that being said, says the Mishnah, Almana L'Kayin Gadol. Let's say you have a Bas Yisrael who does Erisin with a Kayin, but it's Ba'if in the Isser. It's an Almana who does Erisin with a Kayin Gadol. Now they weren't together yet, so it's not like the Almana is a Chalala, right? If an Almana lives together with a Kayin Gadol, so then she becomes a Chalala. So then of course she can't eat Truma. She becomes Pasul L'Kahuna. Here, they haven't done Nisuin. So they haven't been together yet. She's just an Arusa. So they haven't been together. You have an Almana who does Erisin with the Kohen Gadol. Or similarly, you have a Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hadiyah. You have a Grusha or a Chalutza, and they do Erisin with the Kohen Hadiyah. So even though it's Mina Erisin, even though all they've done is Erisin, they haven't done Nisuin, so the Grusha, the Chalutza, the Almana, none of them are considered a Chalala. They're all still right now Kashra l'Kahuna. Even though right now they're technically Kasher l'kuhuna, and let's say Tzigiyas Mali Nases, so Chayr Midaraisa, they're allowed to eat Truma, they're not a Chalala, Tzigiyas Mali Nases, they're not going back home anymore, L'Chayr, they should be allowed to eat Truma. Why not? What would be stopping them? The Chalala is not stopping them, they're not a Chalala. And the fact that they're only in Arusa, we said once it's Tzigiyas Mali Nases, so then they're not living at home anymore, they're allowed to eat Truma. So L'Chayr, they should be allowed to eat Truma, still says the Tanakama, who the Gemara is going to call Rabbi Meir, that lo yaychlu betruma, that they're not allowed to eat truma. They're not allowed to eat truma. Remeir holds that since she's mishumeres labias avera, since what's waiting for her is a bias avera, since that's the type of relationship they're in, what's coming next when they do the nesuin is a bias avera, so therefore we do not allow her to eat truma. That's the psak of the Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon machshirin. However, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say lemaisa right now she's kosher. Right now she's kosher, and right now she's a giz mali nases. So therefore, says Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon that no, she is allowed to eat truma. Nis armlu oy niskarshu. Let's say after this kain, the aman is married to the kain gadol, or the grusha and the chalutza, they're married to the kain hediyah, and then the kain dies. The kain now dies, so now they're not married anymore. All they had done was erusin. So it depends. Minha nisuim psulais. If they had already done nisuin with the kain gadol or with the kain, the grusha and the chalutza with the kain, if they taka went through with the marriage and they did nisuin, so then they're already a chalala. So then they're going to be pasul kahuna forever and ever. Now for now on, they're going to be pasul kahuna. So now they're never going to be able to marry a kain. And if the amana was a kahanas, let's she was a bas kayin, or the grusha the chalutza was a bas kayin, so now she's not allowed to go back home and eat truma, because now already she's a chalala. She becomes pasul since they did nisuin, they had a bia asura, and so now they're ready, they're pasul the kahuna, and now they're not going to be able to go home and eat truma. However, mina erisin, if let's say all they had done, the amanda to the kain gadol, or the grusha and the chalutza with the kain hedyet, all they had done was erisin, and then the kain died, so then they would remain mutter to kahuna, because why not? They're not a chalala, so they didn't technically speaking do anything wrong, so therefore maybe the kedushin was awesome maybe, but lamaya said they don't become a chalala through that, and therefore they would remain mutter le kahuna. They'd be able to marry a kayin if they're an amana, or a grusha wouldn't be mutter to marry a kayin, but at least if she's a bas kayin, she'd be able to go back home and eat truma. She's not going to be considered a chalala. Now says the Gemara, very interesting Shaklavataria, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Meir, Rameir said to defend the Shita, Rameir said that once she's Mishumeris Labias Avera, so then she's not allowed to eat Truma. It can't be that we're going to allow her marriage to the Kayin, that marriage, which is a marriage of Isser, she's a Grusha, she's a Chalutza, and that marriage to the Kayin, that's going to be Michael her in Truma just because it's Igiyaz Mali Nasays. Can't be. That's Rameir Shita. Says Rameir of a Kavachimer, Uma Kedushay Rishosay Machilin, when you have Kedushin, that's Mutter. A Yisrael marries a Yisraelis. And what's the halacha? In Machilin, the Yisrael doesn't, just because the Yisraelis is married to a Yisrael, so the Yisraelis is not now allowed to eat Truma. Of course not. She's married to a Yisrael. That doesn't help her. And that's even when it's a Kedushay Rishos. That's even when there's no Isser in the Kedushin. Still, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So Kedushay Avera, like Olshikin, so all the more so, if you have Kedushi Avera, if you have a Grusha or a Chalutza that's married to a Kayin, so of course that marriage can never be a marriage that's going to give her the ability to eat Truma. That's her mayor's Kavachimer. However, says the Gemara that Amrulai, the Chachamim respond back, what L'chaira seems to be the obvious answer, is that Layim Amr b'Kedushay Rishos shekin ein loy lahachil b'makom acher. You can't bring a raya from Kedushay Rishos, the fact that the Yisrael cannot feed the Yisraelis Truma, because the Yisrael can never feed anyone Truma. It's never even in his ability to do. But Taimar b'Kedushay Aveira shekin yesh loy lahachil b'makom acher. Even you agree that if a Kayin marries a regular Bas Yisrael, not a Grusha, not a Chalutza, so then he could be Meichler. So a Kayin has the ability to be Meichler. So then the question is, does he have the ability to be Meichler over here? And we're saying yes. But you can't learn out from a Yisrael that he doesn't have the ability, because a Yisrael never has the ability to be Meichler. A Kayin clearly does have the ability to be Meichler, and therefore we say, even if it's a Grusha, a Chalutza, a Kayin, even in such a case, he has the ability to be Meichler.